If the thought about talking about money, charging someone money, or taking money from someone else stresses you the F out, you are in the right place. Welcome back to another episode of The Anxious Creative Friend. I'm your host, Dawn Bradley. You can find me everywhere at Dawn Bradley Hair. And I'm so excited to be hanging out with you today because we're going to be talking about your money mindset. Now, I know that gets a little woo-woo-y right off the bat, and I don't want to freak you out. But the reality is that's where our money story starts. But before I get into this week's episode, I want to let you know a little bit about next week because it builds on. And I know the thought about money, or even if hearing the word money or finances right away puts you into a tailspin of anxiety or makes you want to shut down and go, I'm going to find a different podcast that's a little lighter to listen to. Don't just yet. Because I know that's the way I am. And in case you are the same way, I want you to know that next week's episode, we're going to be diving into more nitty-gritty, step-by-step stuff about finances for the creative. So if you're not a numbers person, right? If you don't do numbers, I want you to make sure you subscribe and hit a reminder to come back to next week's episode because finances are confusing. Tax season. I mean, whoo, I'm so glad it's over, right? It makes me want to quit every year, go back to being an employee and not having to think about it. But I want to show you how I've found these easy ways to hack the system and make it work for my creative brain so that finances aren't so scary and a thing I run away from. So make sure to come back next week, subscribe so that you don't miss out on that episode because, oh my goodness, it's a game changer for your business when you start to know these things from a way that works for our brains. Anyway, back to today's episode. We're talking about money mindset. And after listening to today's episode, you're going to walk away knowing how to understand your money story, why money is such a touchy subject, and how to get comfortable with talking about and taking money from other people. And I mean so much more because it's me and I'll probably go on at least, 10 tangents. You count, let me know. So I just want you to know before we dive in, I do have something really exciting in the works. And I'm just gonna tell you, Rock Your Business is opening up for enrollment in June, which means I'm gonna be having some free classes coming up that you do not wanna miss. Oh my goodness, I always kick off enrollment with a bunch of free education that you're going to love. I'm gonna teach you how to attract clients you love, set healthy boundaries that work for you, get organized, and have your prices set properly and implement them in a way that makes your clients love you any more. So click the link in the show notes and sign up to join this free class. Don't be like me and say you'll do it later because you know you'll forget. Go ahead and click the link in the show notes and request to join right now. It's going to be so fun. And all right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of why you're here anyway. Buckle up and let's dive in.
I overthink, I overshare, and I overanalyze. So come explore with me as I chat about business, life, and relationships all through the lens of an anxious creative.
And money mindset. Ooh, right away, I think I'm actually more of a woo-woo-y person than I ever want to admit, only because I really struggle. I gotta be honest, right off the bat. I really struggle when people talk about manifesting because I've seen people, I've had people in my life before that talk about manifesting. And from a perspective of like, I want that, I'm just gonna think about it and I should have it and it should be granted onto me without any effort. The way I look at like kind of the woo-woo world and the reason why I think I struggle with it is because I really believe in the power of mindset and where we think and what we focus on is where we head towards. It's what leads our actions. And so I never want you to have the misconception that I'm telling you, if you believe it, it's just going to happen. Like I remember when The Secret came out and I never watched it. So, I mean, I don't want anybody hating on me I'm not hating on The Secret, but I remember being like, okay, manifestation, like I want an elephant. I want an elephant. I want an elephant. How come an elephant's not magically appearing in my living room? And I think that's where I struggle. I don't want people to misunderstand when I talk about mindset or when I talk about, you know, I don't really use the word manifestation because that's what I think about. I don't want you to think that just by thinking something, it's going to happen. But in our mind is where things start. And what we focus on is what we move towards. And so with money, I know that you want to earn more money. And then you even maybe sometimes feel bad because money is like, you know, money is the root of all evil. I think there is a Bible verse about that, right? I should know that. I grew up like memorizing Bible verses. But We feel bad. Money feels dirty. And in Jen Sincero's book, You Are a Badass at Making Money, I don't have it in front of me right now, but she talks a lot about how like sex and money are the two things that people don't like to talk about because it can feel, I don't know if she says dirty, but like it's like this thing that like we just don't talk about. And because we don't talk about it, we think we're alone in it. And also, I really liked how she talked about how we want people to do good, but then when people do too good, we shame them. We shame the uber wealthy. And I mean, let's not get into too many tangents right away, right? But the reality is what's your mindset around money? Do you think money is dirty and wrong? Because if you start to view it that way, that's how you're going to manifest it into your life. But the reality is yes, are there people out there that misuse money? Yes. And are there people out there that do amazing good things with money? Yes. But a lot of times we look at the negative. And then that comes into play when we have our own business, when we're taking money from people, when we're raising our prices and we feel selfish. We feel bad for making a living, although we have no problem paying for education, going traveling to an in-person class. But there's some disconnect. And I hope this is relating to you. There's some disconnect where we feel like, but I can't take it. And if someone else, I poll my audience all the time over on Instagram. And if you guys don't know, I go live every weekday morning over on Instagram at 8 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. That's 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern. I'd love for you to come join me because I love like just being real and live with you. But I poll my audience often and I say, would you charge more if someone else was collecting the money? And I would say like 99.9% of the time, everyone says yes. Oftentimes our fear of money comes from actually taking it from people. And inside my programs, I talk about the charging triangle and how we need to remove the thought that we're taking money out of someone's pocket and putting it into ours. The reality is that our business needs to pay its bills and if there's anything left over. And most people don't know what's left over. And we're going to dive into that more next week. But I want to get into first the understanding your money story. What is your relationship with money? I want you to take a second and think about as a kid, when you overheard your parents, guardians, or caretakers talk about money, was it in a positive way? Were they always stressed about money? Did they talk negatively about other people with money? Did they, you know, talk about people who went on vacations and like, oh, must be nice to afford that. What things, and even you can pause this and write down, what things did you absorb and learn about money from a young age? Oh, I can't believe that person charges that much. Or can you believe they just bought that car? Or, oh, look at them flaunting that thing. Or was money an abundance? And, oh, look at what we have left over that we can give to people in need. Oh, look at, we're so lucky that we have these jobs that we can go help other people. Oh my goodness, this person's suffering. Let's go put a gift basket together. What is your money story? What were you taught, or not even taught, but what was implied and what did you absorb in the environment around you when it came to money? Because this starts to dictate what you think about money now. And if you can take a second and think about it and think, what did I hear and observe about money from my upbringing and the people around me? And maybe it was, you know, you saw one friend talk. I remember having a friend growing up always being like, must be nice to be rich because we had a swimming pool in our backyard. But I remember being so confused and envious because they always went away for a month in the summer on a family vacation. And perspective is really interesting. But this person always talked about being poor all the time. And, you know, in grade three or grade four, like, where are you hearing that you're poor from? Or, you know, all the kids at school have nicer clothes than me. You know, my family, I mean, when I went out on my own, I started buying so many clothes because I always felt like I didn't have enough growing up, which I totally had enough. Sidebar, I had plenty of clothes, but I wanted more. And so I want you just to think about what you heard around you and the environment around you about money. What did you take from that? And how does it appear in your life now? I want you to just think about that for a second. Because the reality is that going to into the step two of the, or step two, the point two, the second point is, why is money such a touchy subject? Do you know how much money other people make? How come we don't honestly share what we make? It's weird. It's uncomfortable. It can feel egotistical. It can feel like flaunting. I remember hearing Gary Vee once say, it'd be a really different world because we all flaunt what we have, right? But we don't see what people are in debt. It'd be a really different world if we had to hang around our neck how much debt we have, right? We're so busy comparing ourselves to everyone else. And I legit just had this conversation with someone. I can't remember who it was, but how we think we need to have everything, because if you think of your five closest friends, and maybe, and I'm trying to make up names, but I'm going to miss them. So friend number one has a really nice new car. Friend number two goes on a really nice vacation. I've used this example before if you're a regular of the podcast. Friend number three has a cabin. Friend number four has a beautiful home. And friend number five has, I don't know, I'm trying to think of something else, right? And you start to think you have to have all five of those things because you're seeing that in front of you. And I need to keep up. And it's this whole keeping up with the Joneses thing that is, I don't know if it's like naturally in us as human beings, or I mean, social media hasn't helped. But the reality is that friend number one that has the nice car might have a smaller home or didn't take a vacation. Friend number two, I've already forgotten which ones are which, that takes a nice vacation, maybe drives an older car. And you don't see the sacrifices that people make. And I know I'm on point two, why money is such a touchy subject. And I mean, tangent, whoever's keeping score, I'm so excited for you to DM me over on Instagram at Dawn Bradley Hair and tell me how many tangents I've gone on. That's what makes me wonderful, isn't it? I used to really try to hide this and focus this in. It's just my strength. Let's talk about the fact that I was diagnosed with ADHD last year. I'm just going to lean into it. Side note, tangent, learning about masking with like ADHD and things like that, and how often tried to be present myself as a different person, not even like online or in my business, but like with family and friends, because like I can't let this real part of me show. And I actually had a family member say to me, they were watching a YouTube video and they're like, "That's not you." And I was like, that is me. I just don't feel like I can be that person in front of you. No shame or disrespect to them. It's just I had learned to be a different person. Anyway, I digress. Why money is such a touchy subject? It's a touchy subject because we don't talk about it. And I mean, there's lots of different reasons, but one thing is we don't talk about it a lot. And one thing that I was sharing on my Instagram live recently is 2020 was like a really big year for my business. It grew in ways that I had no idea it would, especially in a pandemic. And the reality is like 2021 wasn't as good. And that's really hard to admit. And it's really hard to be like, oh, because I always want to be on the upward hill, right? And you don't always hear, you hear people's success stories, you don't always hear, and even me going like, well, I don't want to share with people that my business didn't do as well in 2021, because then they'll think that, you know, then you make up this story. I hear it all the time from people I mentor. I need to get new clients, but I don't want to tell people I have openings because then they think I won't good. Why does having openings in your schedule correlate with how good of a hairstylist or nail tech or lash tech or whatever service you offer, how does that correlate with your talent and skill? Nothing. And so I want you to know that regardless of how much money you make or what your relationship or how much debt you have or whatever you're embarrassed about when it comes to money, I mean, and we can apply to other things, is the reality is like how much money you make does not dictate how good you are at your job, how good you are at doing your service. It just means that maybe you need to learn a couple things, and that's why you're here and that's why we're together. And so I wanted to be honest and real and vulnerable with you about the fact that, yeah, 2020 was an amazing year for me and 2021 didn't increase. And I felt embarrassed about it because we have these stories in our head about money and about success. And success, lots of times people attach success to financial success, but success to me, I would still say 2021 was just as successful because I wasn't pushing myself as hard. I wasn't working as many hours, right? My income looked different. My business's income, I don't want to say my personal income, my business's income looked different. But when I look back and do an evaluation of the business as a whole, I wasn't working like crazy. So it makes sense. So money can be a touchy subject because we don't talk about it a lot. We don't share about it as openly. We don't share how much we make with each other as much. And I'm curious, I would love to know your thoughts. Why? Why? Like, do you know how much your family members make? And I'm not saying we need to. I'm just curious, like, what is your money story? Like, money wasn't something that I never had an idea of how much money our family had. I remember watching my mom pay bills at the kitchen table as a kid. And I think I looked at one of the bills and I was like, I remember thinking, there's no way that I'll ever be able to pay my bills as an adult. How am I, I'm not going to have any, there's, I'm going to have to make a lot of money in order to pay my bills and then have any money left over to do anything with. I remember being so overwhelmed by seeing the numbers, and I can't even remember what they were, right? But thinking there's no way I'll ever be able to make enough money to be able to, you know, pay for a home and pay bills and groceries and have anything left over. And it overwhelmed me. It scared me. And I think that's really played into my money story. And but I never had a clue if we had enough or not enough. I have no idea if we were in debt. No clue. And once again, I'm not saying like that I should have. I'm just stating like I had no idea. And money becomes this weird thing. I remember when I first started offering Rock Your Business, and the tagline is your stress-free guide to earning six figures. And I felt weird about talking about that because then I was advertising that I earned six figures, and it felt weird and it felt uncomfortable. And I thought, are people thinking, you know, we think when people talk about how much money they make, either they're being proud or egotistical. Oh, I can't believe like, does she even, you know, all my fears, does she even make six figures? Is that like all these weird random fears popped up because I was talking about money, and it's such a touchy subject. It's scary for a lot of people. I mean, I was married to someone who claimed bankruptcy and didn't tell me until right before we got married. Money is a touchy subject. They were scared. He was scared to tell me. I'm sure because that is a huge thing to claim bankruptcy. And it's not my story to share, maybe, but it did affect me. But I remember being really hurt and frustrated and like, why didn't you tell me about this? And it was over debt that I, from my perspective, thought easily could have been worked off and paid off. But his perspective on money was very different. And obviously, that, I mean, if you've been around long enough, I was only married for 2 years, and money was not the one reason, but it was a huge contention in our relationship because we had very different views on money. We had very different views on work ethic, and it was hard. So money is a very, very touchy subject. And so how can you and how can we, to point three, get comfortable with talking about money and taking money is start to learn and view money in a different way. If money feels dirty, if it feels negative, I mean, I wish we could live in a world where money didn't exist. Wouldn't that be nice? Go back to the like, I'll do this for you and you do this for me trading. But the reality is money is a necessity in order to survive in the world that we live in. And so how can you start viewing money as not an enemy, but an ally? And one of the things that I do inside of Rock Your Business that is actually taken, and I will credit Jen Sincero from this, from You Are a Badass at Making Money, is start thinking, how have you seen money used for good? And if you get to the, if you're wanting to make six figures, and actually I just got to give a huge shout out to my student Lauren Barton, who sent me a message recently. Dawn, I just got my taxes back and I netted $100,000 this year. So I want you to know that like six figures gross, yes, first step, huge thing. But I want you to know that through my programs, through my education and working with me, you can net and take home six figures. And Lauren is proof of that. And so if you have this goal that you want to make six figures, then you like, yeah, like most people are like, yeah, duh, I want to make more money. That would make life easier, quote unquote. But then the reality is that we feel bad. We feel icky. We feel like it's dirty. And if internally we feel, yeah, I'll always take more money, then we have a bad relationship with money. Likely we are doing things on a subconscious level that counteract that desire to grow. And it's usually because we feel like, well, I don't need more. I've got enough. But I want you to think about, and I love this from Jen Sincero, what if you could make that money, if it's six figures you're going after, when you earn that money, how could you take some of that money and use it and help others? And it's really cool to see, like, maybe you've got a unique gift that money would allow you to invest in this gift to help others. And we start to view, if we're able to help more people, like, how can you be able to, maybe you're wanting to expand your business and have people work under you. And, but you know, you want to, like, obviously you have to pay your bills and you want to earn, you're going to have to manage people. You're going to have to make money from it because you're going to be doing work. But then you feel bad earning money from other people. And you're like, well, maybe I should just cut them a commission. This is what a lot of salon owners do. They cut a commission for the people that work for them so that they only break even. And then all of a sudden that salon owner is having to manage disputes between two stylists that work for them, having to have meetings about performance or interactions with clients, having to do orders for product, having, and all of a sudden you don't realize this work that isn't necessarily work that creates income. It's not work with clients, but it's management work that all of a sudden you're not getting paid for because, and you should be, because you're managing the business. And I shared this on Instagram recently, is we need to start looking at our businesses. The fact as a solo person, which most of the people that I work with are, when you look at a corporation, they have HR, customer service, sales, and talent. We'll say that much. And the talent is what does the service and brings in the income. But the talent doesn't do the marketing. The talent doesn't do the customer service. And yet the marketing team and the customer service team still need to get paid from the money that's collected from the talent service. And so the reality is you need to start seeing that everything you do, I mean, once again, way on a tangent, everything you do needs to be compensated for. And if you struggle with charging and taking money, because like, well, I mean, that was just a haircut and I shouldn't make this money. But the reality is that haircut appointment is also paying for when you do the marketing, when you do the customer service, when you do all this. But also I want you to think about the money that you can make and earn can help you. Maybe you're like wanting to save up for a home so that you can have people in it and help people. Like, I just really want you to start brainstorming. I could brainstorm forever. Different ways that earning more money doesn't just make you greedy and to have more, but how you can help more. And I want you to start thinking about what are some things in life that if you had more money, you would be able to do and help the world be a better place. And can money help that? And would creating this more income and viewing of this, how can that help you more? How can that help not you? How can that help others more through you earning more money? And when you view it that way, it doesn't seem so dirty or bad or wrong. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. I hope you're walking away with a better money mindset and knowing that you can have more and it can help you help others more. It's really, really important work to do. So next week on the Anxious Creative Podcast is more about finances. And like I shared at the beginning of the podcast, if the thought of money and finances makes you crumble into anxiety, don't worry. This is for people like us who numbers and money talk is not our strong suit. So you're definitely going to want to listen because I have techniques and tactics that work for us and our brains and aren't going to make us go into a fetal position on the floor. So you do not want to miss that episode. Make sure you're subscribed so you get notified. And if you loved this episode and you enjoy this free education that I bring you, the best way you can give me a thank you is to leave a review as well as share this with friends. I want to get this into more. If this helped you, just think of other people it could help, right? Thinking kind of going back to that mindset thing. Let's spread the word and get more people so that we don't have to. Let's share the knowledge. Let's share the growth. Let's help other people overcome the things that we're overcoming. Go ahead and leave a review. Share this with a friend, share it on Instagram or wherever, tag me, make sure because I love seeing it. I want to invite you over to Instagram every weekday morning for my live chats called Business Breakfast and Bedhead. I love being able to connect with you personally, have some laughs. I keep it super real. I'm in my PJs with Bedhead. I will bring you live if you want to, or you can submit your questions and I can answer them real time. So if you want to join me, follow me over on Instagram at Dawn Bradley Hair. The link is in the show notes. And remember to check out the link for that free class coming up for June. All right, friend, we'll talk to you next week.